Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid.
Right, Alfie, I just want enough air in the football to make sure it's not leaking. You don't have to blow it right up. Now, come on, Alfie, get puffing. But don't let it out again. If you do, it'll blow your cap off. And there's a lot of woodpeckers about.
I'll thump you in a minute.
Save all your strength for your puffing. That's it, keep going. Oh, look, he's turning blue.
What, the football? Turning blue?
No, your face.
You stood up. Is that enough?
Now, hang on to the tube with the teeth while I tie it with string. Here we are. Hang on.
Oh, you're going to have me nose.
Alfie, it's rude to speak with your mouth full.
You're going to have me nose. Oh, you tied the string round me. Me nose. All right.
You twit, you've let all the air out.
You were strangling me nose with that string, I couldn't breathe.
It's no good making excuses, we'll have to start all over again. Right, blow it up. There's still plenty of water in the bowl. Let's find that puncture you made.
Yeah, that off.
What a performance. All over a football. I think I'll take up tiddlywinks. Can you see the bubbles?
Here, all the bladder. No. It's dark here by the sink. I can't see it.
Well, bring the bowl over here under the light.
But Jimmy, we don't want to have an accident.
Don't argue. Bring the bowl over here.
All right, but I can't help feeling there'll be... Yeah, I hope.
What's all this water doing on my kitchen floor?
It's Alfie, Mum. He's had an accident.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Clitheroe, you bumped into me big ball. We were mending Jimmy's stomach. Bladder, get a football.
Right, Dad, I'll start making the lunch. Oh, what's all this water doing in here?
It's all right, Susan. The Duke's coming for a game of water polo.
That'll do, Jimmy. Get out of here.
But, Mum, Alfie was carrying the ball.
Oh, that's right. Go on, blame me.
Thanks, Alfie. You heard what he said, Mum. It's all his fault.
Now, look, come out of here this minute.
I'll clean this up, Mother, before I start making the lunch.
Shall I give you a hand, Susan?
Do that, Alfie. Your cooking can't be worse than hers.
Just shut up and come with me. I didn't know you were here. I thought you were at school this morning.
What? On a Saturday? I'm not balmy, you know.
I meant to see about being in the school concert.
Oh, that. I'm not being in it. They rehearse every Saturday afternoon. And next week, it's the Rovers and the Arsenal Cup tie.
But you're always in the school concert.
Not this time, Mum. I've heard about it. Oh, what a show. 2 hours of fast-moving, non-stop rubbish.
You are not. Mr. Higginbottom told us Ozzy's in it, and he said it's going to be very good.
He said that? He must have been drunk. And his dad as well. Ozzy's in that choir they've got.
Oh, you mean singing the old English songs?
Yeah, that's right. It's called the Maddie, Mad Riddle Group.
Yes, well, maybe it's just as well you're not in the concert. Who's running the show this time?
Our teacher, old Humyar Benson. And he's the compere as well. I can hear his opening speech. Welcome, parents, once again to our little Humyar show. This ideal opportunity for the children to display their Humyar artistic talents and let off steam Humyar. Well, I'll be letting off steam, throwing orange peel at the referee.
Is your granddad taking you to the cup tie?
Yeah, of course. I told him about it this morning.
I never heard you.
Well, he was in bed at the time. I was reminding him it's an old ticket match and they're dishing them out at the ground this morning. I hope he's got them.
Oh, so that's where he is. He's late. It's nearly 12 o'clock.
Oh, he won't be back yet. He'll be in the Rose and Crown with the referee. Helping him to wet his whistle.
Well, hello there. I'm back.
Are you sober?
What was that?
Oh, nothing, Grandad. Hey, did you get them? Are they in the stands?
What are you on about?
The tickets for the cup tie next Saturday. You can't have forgotten. I told you to tie a knot in your sporran.
Look, I don't want any bother with you, my lad. I've had enough trouble at the pensioners' club.
Trouble? Why, what's the matter, Father?
Well, it's a long story. I've been locked in a room for 2 hours with a ladies' committee. I can't tell you about it now.
That's all right. We'll read about it in the Sunday papers.
What's the matter, Father?
Well, the ladies are organizing the tea party and social next Saturday, but Tommy Robertson's resigned, and I've got to run it. I'll be tied up all day.
Tied up? Those women aren't going to let you get away, are they? Now, about the cup tie tickets.
Look, I didn't go for any tickets.
Oh, but why not?
Because I can't go to the match. I'll be at the pensioners' club next Saturday, all day.
Well, that's nice. You don't think about me. While I'm sitting here at home instead of at the match, you'll be doing the shake with old Granny Parsons.
No, don't be funny. I can't take you to the match.
All right, I'll go on me own.
Well, you'll have to get a ticket first. They might have all gone by now.
I'll get Alfie to run me down there on his bike.
Now, don't you go starting any more trouble in that kitchen. Susan's busy.
I'll be as nice as pie to her, Mum. I'll have to be. The old octopus won't let Alfie out of her clutches. Oh, Susan, may I have a quiet word with you? Ooh,
ooh. Hey, watch where you're going. You fell over me, Mark.
Well, get your hair cut. What are you doing down there?
I'm playing hide and seek with a mice. What does it look like I'm doing? I'm mopping up.
Well, don't let me stop you, Alfie. I just want a word with my beautiful sister.
If it's money you're after, I haven't any.
Oh, but Susan, your face is your fortune.
Is it really?
Yes, and I hope you don't leave it to me when you die.
Just be rude.
It was a joke, won't it, Alfie? Alfie, you down there. Hey, Moggy, get laughing.
You get lost. Susan, I've tried this line over, but it could do with a good polishing.
Well, get the mice to run round it with carpet slippers on.
Shut up, you. Oh, what do you want?
Susan, your face is lovely. What have you put on it?
Some of that wax polishing, a big thing.
Eh? He's going bonkers.
You'll have to get some polish, Susan. If you don't, this line will be ruined.
Well, I've searched everywhere, but there isn't any.
Well, shall I go out and get some?
Of course, Alfie. And I know the very shop where they sell it. Right next to the football ground.
Well, it's got to be good polish.
Oh, it's perfect, Alfie. When you finish polishing the lino, the mice will be able to see your face in it.
Will they?
Yeah, that'll stop them coming out of their holes. Ticket office.
Yeah, I know, but it shouldn't. There's no queue. I bet there's no tickets left for cook tie.
Oh, they're bound to have a few. All we've got to do is to ask nicely. Turn on the old charm. Slip them a 10-bob note if you've got one.
Oh, I've got the... no, you don't. You'll just have to make do with your charm.
Right. Watch this, Alfie. Come on, let's be having you. Wake up in the back there.
Now, why all the noise, the din, the bother? What do you want?
To know wax polish, please. I mean some tickets.
Tickets? For the match, for the cup tie?
Yes, that's right, correct. Alfie, we've got one here. Right one, a twit.
Pardon, say again, what was that?
We found the right one, the right window. Hey, are they cup tie tickets on that table there?
They are, quite right, that's so.
Oh, can we have a couple, please?
All gone, none left. Good day.
Cheerio, goodbye.
Bell talk. Look, mister, you said those were cup tickets.
Ah, yes, I did. You're right. But those tickets are reserved, allocated, spoken for.
That's it. I'm off. Ta-da.
Come here. You're getting as daft as him.
Now, no cheek. Be quiet. Those tickets are for officials and well-known guests, the VIPs.
Are them two coming to the match?
What two?
Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton. They wouldn't come here to watch a football match.
No, more likely come to snog, to neck. Go away.
Look, mister, if it's well-known guests you want, what about my friend here, Mr. Matthews?
I'm sorry, but Matthews.
I knew that'd make him sit up, eh, Stanley?
What?
Oh, yes.
I think.
Wait a minute. Stanley, Matthew.
Junior. What about it?
I have no tickets. Now go. Vamoose. Shove off.
Oh, but please, mister.
Oh, dear. What now? Hello? Oh, it's you, Mr. Benson. Yes, it's all fixed. 20 seats for your young artist at the cup tie. I must say, it's a nice idea rewarding them for their efforts like this. Most kind. Well done. Good show.
Alfie? He's talking to Hum Your Pete.
Yes, leave your coach near the exit so you can get back to your rehearsals after the game. Not at all. Very glad. Cheerio.
Mister, was that Mr. Benson, the school teacher?
It was. He's treating the boys in his school concert to next week's cup tie with Arsenal.
Is he? Well, that's it then. After school on Monday, I must try it out on him, Alfie.
And try what out?
Well, as this bloke here would say, if he were our teacher, no, so for the dope. Now, they said old Benson was in here.
Come in.
Please, sir, can I have a word with you?
Oh, Cyril Clitheroe,
Yes, sir, Hey, isn't this the room where you keep all the stuff for the concerts?
That is correct, yes. What do you want?
Well, sir, I was just thinking.
Keep it up, lad, before the novelty wears off.
Oh, you are clever, sir, the way you think of all those jokes. You're not just a pretty face and a big tash.
Watch it.
No, sir, I was just thinking about all these things in here. I wonder what shows they were all used in. I mean, look at this. It's a donkey's nut.
Donkey's? Oh, yes, the ass's head, yes. Yes, we used that for the comic part in A Midsummer Night's Dream.
That's right. Spotty Barraclough wore that once in a play.
That is correct. No, bottle.
No, on his head.
The part was bottom in the play. And if I recall, Barraclough was a very good bottom.
Oh, he must have been, because that's what Ozzy wrote on the blackboard.
Oh, what was that?
Barraclough's bottom takes some beating.
Someone else is going to suffer the same fate in a moment.
Well, now you've finished laughing. Can I be in the concert, please?
Why the sudden change of heart, Clitheroe?
Well, I've been thinking what I've been missing, you know. All those people shouting and cheering.
When the Rovers scored a goal.
That's right, when the Rovers... Not that, sir. I really want to be in your concert.
I see. Well, I'm afraid all the vacancies have been filled.
But I'll do anything, sir. School band, comedy sketch, choir, you name it. I'll scrape it, crack it, or warble it.
Well, as it happens, we might need someone to do a little turn, you know, for a few minutes whilst the choir take their positions. Yes. Well, if you can think of something, I might be prepared to consider it, yes.
Oh, leave it to me, sir. When I've finished with that audience, they'll be going to hospital with broken funny bones.
Well, I'm making no promises, mind. Ah, here's the makeup. I'll just put it in the desk, yes. Now, don't hang about here, Clitheroe.
I'm going now, and thanks a lot, sir. Now, what could I do? Perhaps there's something in this old junk I could use. What's in this suitcase? Oh, it's a dummy. Like them fellas use who talk to themselves. Them ventilators as well, something like that. Come on, up on me knee. I say. Shall we do a turn together? Yes, Jim. Grin and gutter. A gutter of gear. Keeter, carter, keeter, kicker, kicker, kicker. Brilliant. When Terry Hall hears this, he'll pack in and send Lenny Lyon back to the pet shop.
Mother, what's that chimney doing in his bedroom?
Why, what's the matter?
I can hear him mumbling and giggling. He sounds as if he's talking to himself.
Well, knowing him, I bet he's getting some very comical answers. You know him and his jokes.
Of course, that's it. He'll be practicing for the school concert.
But I thought he wasn't in the concert.
Well, he wasn't. Until he found out that all the artists are being treated to the cook tie.
The little schemer. Has Mr. Benson accepted him, then?
All I know is he came home from school last night with a battered old suitcase, rushed upstairs and Sark shouted, Jim's in the concert, ma'am. That'll put the prices up.
I wonder what he's doing up there.
I'll open the door, ma'am.
Right, love. Well, he's come downstairs. Perhaps he'll tell us all about it.
Hiya, folks. Allow me to present Charlie Woodenhead, the human dummy. Yeah,
hello, everybody.
No, you are. You're not a human dummy. Oh, I don't know, though.
Oh, Mother, look what he's got. A ventriloquist doll.
That's it. Charlie Woodenhead. Say hello to the folks, Woodenhead. Hello, folks. Horrification. Mary had a little lamb who had a funny mother. Her granddad was an old Manx cat, so she hadn't got a runner. Thank you, Charlie. Take a bow and spin your head round.
Well, now I've seen everything. Oh, Jim, a ventriloquist. Where did you get that doll from?
It was in the old junk room at school. And this book of jokes as well. Hey, listen. Tell me, Charlie, why do you say such daft things? Because my head's made of wood. What's your excuse?
Hey, that's funny. That's do some more, Jimmy.
Tell me, Charlie, what did you have for dinner today? I had gold beef, ground deer, and a guttle of deer. Did you say a bottle of beer? That's right, a gonny big guttle of deer. And what was it like, this bonny big bottle of beer? Ugh, guilty call.
Right, Jimmy, you're never going to do that at the school concert, are you?
Well, I haven't seen Hum Your Pete yet, but I'll bet he'll like it.
What? When he hears that, he'll go out and get drunk on several guttles of gear.
Wait a minute, Mr. Sinker. I didn't think Jimmy was all that bad.
Oh, thank you, Alfie.
Oh, not at all, Jimmy. After all, Mr. Sinclair, when he was doing all that, I never saw his lips move once.
Who, Jimmy?
No, the dummy.
Oh, I'll see who it is, Mother.
If it's the television producer, tell him I want 50 quid for myself and a tin of woodworm killer for Charlie.
Oh,
right. Hey, Grandad, after the concert, I might go in for this in a big way. What's the chances of getting me a booking at the Old Age Pensioners Club?
About as much chance as I have of going to the moon.
Well, that's not impossible. If you heard they were giving free beer away up there, you'd find a way.
I know you'd be cheated.
It's Mr. Benson, Mother. I put him in the front room.
He's come to see what I'm going to do at the concert. He'll get a surprise when he sees the dummy.
When he hears your childish jokes, he'll give you another dummy to put in your mouth.
Ignore her, Mum. She's jealous because I've got talent. And all she's got is dandruff.
Will you shut up, Jimmy? Now come with me and your mother to see Mr. Benson.
All right, Grandad.
And just you behave yourself while we're in the front room. Oh, hello, Mr. Benson. Nice of you to call.
Good evening, Mr. Benson.
Oh, I'm delighted to see you again, Mr. Snark Litheroe, and you, Snark Sinclair.
Anybody's interested, I'm Hum Your Jim.
Jimmy.
Ah, so he is here. After all, who? William Your Chatterbox, me dummy. Yes, Oswald Higginbottom told me you'd take me.
The big blabbermouth. I'll use him as a dummy. Sure to get a big laugh when I spin his head round.
Jimmy, you mean you've taken Mr. Benson's dummy?
I didn't know Mr. Benson had a dummy. I thought he sucked a pipe. I mean, I didn't know it was yours, Mr. Benson.
Of course it's mine, lad. I'm using it in the concert.
Oh, heck.
You're doing a ventriloquist act, Mr. Benson.
Well, you know, I'm comparing the show with Willie, in addition to doing the conjuring, and of course I'm conducting the choir and producing the concert.
And if they can only get the tray over his head, he's selling the ice cream as well.
Well, apart from checking on the dummy. I called round to see Yard James here, but see if he can fill a vacancy in the Madrigal group.
Oh, that's made my day.
Jimmy, it's very nice of Mr. Benson to find something for you to do.
But, ma'am, the Madrigal group, they're not with it instead of she loves you, yeah. All they give you is, who knew, John, knew, John, knew.
Don't be cheeky, Jimmy. It's very kind of Mr. Benson's to make the offer.
But, Grandad, the dummy...
Look, are you joining the choir?
Oh, no, ma'am, no, ma'am.
Well, in that case, I'm wasting my time. I shall take my yard, dummy. I was going to coach you personally in the song.
But, honestly, Mr. Benson, I'm a smashing vent, aren't you, Charlie? Brilliant. In fact, you're the gear.
Now, look, I've arranged everything. I've prepared all my jokes.
Never mind him, Mr. Benson. Look, Jimmy, Mr. Benson's obviously an expert at this. You've got no idea.
Aye, sure. That's how it's done, Mr. Benson. Maybe that'll shut him up.
Oh, well, if you'd like a little yard demonstration, I don't mind blading.
Give Mr. Benson the doll, Jim.
Here's your dummy. Hope it chokes you.
Great, thank you. Well, now, just a few of my little yard jokes. Nothing marvelous.
Well, they're bound to be better than Jimmy's. Whoever wrote these wants his head seen to.
Ready, Willie?
Yes. A year's education. Mary had a little girl who had a funny mother. Her granddad was an old man's cat, so she hadn't got her order.
That was clever, wasn't it, Grandad? Come, follow. The merry, merry pipes are fab. The merry, merry pipes, merry, merry pipes.
Oh, wait. That is... terrible.
I know there's something wrong with me pipes. I think they want lagging.
Now look, boy. Let's go back to the scales again. Now sing this. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Do, re, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Wait a minute. Where's me?
I'll hear. Where's you?
Don't be funny, boy.
Well, I can't get it right, Mr. Benson. I get out of breath.
I told you, lad, you must control your breathing. You're singing from your throat.
Where do you expect me to sing? Through me ears?
Now, look. The sound must start down here. In your stomach.
Hey, that's rude.
I won't warn you again, your clitherer. Now come along. Once again, the papes of Pan.
Mr. Benson, who was this bloke Pan? Any relation to Captain Kettle?
He wasn't a bloke. He was a mythological god, half man, half goat, who danced through the woods, playing his pipes.
Oh, well. Ask a silly question and you get a silly answer. Follow. The merry, merry pipes. Just a minute, ma'am. What's all this rubbish?
Mr. Benson left it for you to try on.
What is it?
The costume you've got to wear to the concert. White silk blouse with lace cuffs, blue satin shorts and buckle shoes.
You what? If the Black Hand Gang see me in that lot on the stage, I won't need to sing, come follow. You'll chase me all the way home.
Don't be silly. Look, you want to go to the cook tie, so you've got to be in the concert.
Up the Rovers! Come on, get stuck in!
To be practicing.
I am practicing for the cook tie tomorrow. 1, 2, 3, 4. Who is it? We all adore the Rovers!
Save that for tomorrow. I promised your mother I'd make you practice your song, so get on with it.
I'm fed up with the parts of Pan.
Well, sing the other one.
I can't remember how it begins. You start me off and I'll join in.
Oh, all right. Little boy kneels at the foot of the bed, rests on his little and little gold head. Hush, hush, whisper hooders.
Christopher Robin has fallen downstairs.
It's 11 minutes past 2, and the next time you ask me, it'll be 12 minutes past 2.
Well, I'm worried. Homeyard Pete said he'd pick me up in his car at 2 o'clock.
Well, the match doesn't start till 3, Jimmy.
I know, but it's 4 miles to the football ground.
Well, it won't take you long to go 4 miles in a car.
No, but it'll take us a long time in Benson's old crock. What a scrap heap. I think he bought it off Steptoe.
Ah, get away.
I'm telling you, it's had one previous owner, Ben-Hur. The last time I was in it, Mr. Higginbottom shot past us 3 times.
In his taxi?
No, on his feet. And we were going downhill with the wind behind us.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, that'll be him at last.
Oh, thank goodness. Come on, Alfie, we'll see them off.
Yeah, that'll. Don't forget your riddle, Jimmy.